advises that the audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website, and those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land, and may you draw strength from your God or faith, so that we may here today on behalf of our community build a vibrant future together.
To the Mayor and Councillors, to the General Manager and Council staff. Councils are encouraged in the regular introduction to Council meetings to draw strength from God or their faith. It is of course an appropriate introduction that recognises the breadth of religious belief or indeed non-belief in modern Australia, and it's also appropriate in a shire where 80% plus of people affiliate in some way with Christianity that we begin the council year with prayers to the God who's revealed himself in creation, in his word, the Bible, and most importantly in Jesus Christ, who shows the love and grace of God to us, and nowhere more so than in his death for us. And so I'd like to thank you for your invitation to the Ministers Association to lead in prayer this evening. I'm Andrew Cooper. I'm the pastor of the Presbyterian Church. We have Dominic Byrne, the minister of the Catholic Church, Stephen Clough, the minister of the Anglican Church, and Alan Melmoth, here on behalf of the community church, as they currently don't have a minister. And we have an apology from Darren Kupke of the Lutheran Church. But we're not just representing our own churches, but all the churches, the combined churches and Christians of the Bland Shire.
It's a common Australian pastime to criticise elected representatives, to run them down when they don't say or do what is wanted. However, the Bible suggests a different approach. We read in St. Paul's letter to the Romans that all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God, demanding some respect by those that are governed. And the Bible promotes the importance of praying for our leaders, because the decisions they make impact our lives. We read again in St. Paul's letter to Timothy, the first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray especially for rulers in their governments to rule well, so we can live peaceful and quiet lives. As churches and Christians, we regularly pray for our community and for you, our elected representatives and council staff. We all carry responsibility for the challenges facing our community and for the future of our shire. In a particular way, you carry a special burden of responsibility, and so we pray for you. It is a privilege to pray at this first meeting of the year. Steve will now lead us in prayer, and I invite councillors, staff and others who profess faith in Jesus Christ to add your amen at the end.
Thank you. It is a privilege to pray for you all tonight and throughout the year. Thank you for the way you serve our community. Let me pray. Lord God Almighty, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of a new year, with all of its hopes and challenges, fears and joys. We thank you for our shire and the people of our community, for the variety of cultures and life experiences that come together in our district. Teach us to love, respect, and value each other. We pray that you would bring all of us together to work to support and encourage each other. Where there is division and disagreement, bring love, unity, forgiveness, healing, and reconciliation. Lord God, help us to understand your love, your mercy, and your forgiveness through Jesus Christ. As our councillors prepare for the business of this meeting and for the year ahead, we thank you for their service and ask that you give them the skills, resources, and time they need for their roles. We humbly ask that you would be with them in their discussions and the decisions that are made tonight and throughout 2024. Give our Mayor Brian Monaghan and all our elected representatives wisdom and common sense as they make and implement decisions for our community. Be with our General Manager Grant Baker. Bless the work of all council staff as they provide the services we often take for granted. And as it is impossible to please all the people all the time, please guide our councillors in their community consultation and communication. We pray that you would give them insight and discernment in stretching the dollars of a finite budget. We pray that they will work ethically and with integrity serving the community. We pray that they would all work together in their mission to improve our quality of life and that they and we would increasingly embody the values of the council, so that the vision of the Shire, as a place where people are valued, the environment is respected, the future is bright, and the community shows this hope in how we live, that that be not just a vision, but a growing reality. We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And just to conclude, on behalf of the Ministers Association, may I just say that some of us have other meetings we have to attend, so please excuse us if we duck off sometime soon. But thank you for allowing us to be part of your first meeting for this year, and be assured that our ongoing prayers will be for you and for our community. And don't hesitate, please, to get in touch with us at any time throughout the year, and may God be with you. Thank you.
Just on behalf of Council of Blanshire, I'd like to thank the Ministers Eternal for their prayers for us for the year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll move on to attendance and apologies for non-attendance. Mr. General Manager, any apologies this evening?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, no, there's no apologies. Just note that Director Belling is dialing into us tonight and he's on the screen.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and councillors.
Okay, Mr. General Manager, do we have any disclosures of interest this evening?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I have not received any disclosures of interest.
Councillors, are there any disclosures of interest this evening regarding matters pertaining to tonight's meeting? Okay, very good. All right, we'll move on to the minutes. Can I have someone to confirm the minutes, please, and a mover? Councillor Fennell, second to Councillor Clark. Are there any questions, points of clarification with the minutes? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, I've got a middle minute this evening. I think if we'd all rise for this, please. This minute serves to report the passing of Councillor Bruce William Baker. Councillor Baker was first elected to Blanshire Council on the 20th September 2016 and was subsequently re-elected in December 2021. Councillor Baker represented Blanshire on the Bland Tomorrow Zone Rural Fire Services Bushfire Management Committee and a liaison committee. He was actively involved in the Marul Silo Kick and a Section 355 Committee of Council, and oversaw financial management of the annual event in the position of treasurer for a number of years. I think we all know Councillor Baker did a terrific job for us in council, and particularly in regards to roads out of the rural area. He did a terrific job, and on behalf of council, I'd just like to offer our condolences to his family and thank them for allowing him to come and help us in the Shire. there's a recommendation there that we observe a minute's silence, so I think we should observe a minute's silence.
Before we sit down, I'd like to recognise another death that's occurred this week, and that is who played a vital role in our community for many, many years, and was an unsung hero, and was somebody that should have received an Australia Day Award for his exceptional work, and that was Terry Butcher.
Yeah.
He gave a love of music to so many young people. He encouraged them to become musicians. He gave them a lifelong love of something that they could go back on in times of trouble, in times of enjoyment. He was a very humble man. He never sought any recognition. He was at every public function that we ever held, and he's been so much a part of this community. And the Blanchard Council certainly owes him a huge debt of thank you. I'll be pushing this year for the Conservatorium of Music from Young to come a major push into the Blanshire, and I hope if we ever get it, it'll be called the Terry Butcher Centre. Oh, because what he's done to foster music, he picked up young people for many years and took them to music practice, he took them to band practice, he had their instruments, second-hand instruments he purchased for them and had them reconditioned, and he's done all of this under the radar without any fanfare, no hubris, nothing. And he's a remarkable person. So I would like to also remember him tonight for his contribution to our life, to our whole lifestyle.
Well, we might have a minute silence for Terry as well. To the New South Wales Government in response to the findings of Local Government New South Wales cost-shifting report for 2021-2022 financial year. The pressure on councils to continue to provide services of appropriate standard to our communities is now extraordinary. The unrelenting growth of cost-shifting to councils, coupled with rate pegging, is increasingly eroding any possibility of financially sustainable local government and risking the capacity of councils to deliver tailored grassroots services to their communities and properly deliver and maintain vital local infrastructure. Alarmingly, the latest research commissioned by the Local Government New South Wales shows that the increase in cost shifting has been accelerated by various New South Wales Government policies. As shown in the latest cost shifting report produced by independent consultants Morrison Lowe on behalf of Local Government New South Wales for the 2021-2022 financial year, an amount of $1.36 billion of expense has been passed on to councils to fund. This is an increase of $540 million since the last report from the 2017-18 financial year. It represents lost services, lost opportunity and lost amenity for all our residents and businesses. On average, this represents an additional cost of $460.67 for every ratepayer across the state. With councils having to fund this ongoing subsidy for the state government each and every year, it means our communities get less and go without. They go without better roads, they go without better parks, they go without important community services that only councils provide. And we and our ratepayers are effectively paying hidden taxes to other levels of government. Councillors, our communities deserve better, and this must stop. Prior to the most recent state election, the then Minns opposition wrote to Local Government New South Wales acknowledging that cost shifting had undermined the financial sustainability of the local government sector. Now, in 2024, it is important to councils and communities that the New South Wales Government urgently seek to address cost shifting through a combination of regulatory reform, budgetary provision and appropriate funding. I recommend coordination here that Council 1 received a note of the findings of the Local Government New South Wales cost shifting report for 2021-2022 financial year, and 2, a copy of the cost shifting report be placed on Council's website so that our communities can access it, and 3, that we write to the New South Wales Premier, the New South Wales Treasurer and the New South Wales Minister for Local Government requesting that they urgently seek to address these costs through a combination of regulatory reform, budgetary provision and appropriate funding. Can I have a mover, please?
Yeah, you've moved it. You just need to
say. Okay. Can I have a seconder, please, from Councillor Moore? Any comments, councillors, before I put the motion?
Yeah, I do. Like, cost shifting is a bit like motherhood. It's been here forever. It's been here since local government has been an entity in the state of New South Wales and across Australia. Some of the statements made in there are a little bit unqualified. A company with rate pegging. I would say there wouldn't be a person west of the Blue Mountains that wouldn't agree with rate pegging. Maybe it's been a bit too low, but it stops councils, one putting a 50% rate rise up, another one putting a having it at 1.4. I mean, I think it's been a great equaliser. And in recent years, we've never had more money spent in the Bland Shire from the Coalition than we've ever had. I mean, it was millions of dollars that have come in here. And then they give the figure like, we're all $460.67, it's pretty precise. So what part of our rate, show me how we're $460.67 worse off.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, these numbers come from the Morrison Lowe report, which was commissioned by LG New South Wales. I acknowledge it's an average across every ratepayer across the state. It's not specific to Bland Shire. And one of the key things, whilst they refer to $1.36 billion, not all of what makes up that $1.36 billion relates to Bland Shire. For instance, and I can't remember the exact figure, I'd have to look at the report again.
Oh, I know that.
But the most significant component of it is actually what's called the waste levy. Now, the waste levy doesn't apply at this point in time. And I say at this point in time because they gradually shifted.
Yeah.
But this report came out in 2022. So it's been out there for 2 years, and I've sort of written up, I've seen things in the newspaper about reports that have been done on this. And of course, right, we know they cost shift, but federal governments cost shift onto state governments. State governments cost shift onto us. Of course, we don't want it to happen, but the whole report here, when you look at different things that have been in it, is it the LGA, is it the local government association seeking relevance, or?
Well, there may be an element of that. Look, I mean, some of these issues, and you're correct, different levels of government do pass on costs to lower levels of government. That's the way it works. But our particular situation, we're the bottom rung. So when it's passed down the rung, it's always sitting with us. And we need people like this to produce reports like this to make it clear to government that we're under pressure and that we need some reform in this area. And I think that's what the report's trying to produce, so that they can send a message to government. That's what it's about. You talk about rate pegging. Look, I'm sure there's not a ratepayer in Bland Shire that wouldn't want to pay. If you said no rates, every man in the Shire would put up his hand. And I think you're correct. I think rate pegging has played a role over the years, and it has been a significant role, and it has made owning land and properties more manageable for people. But with that, and there are different funding models that come, like there's rates, there's financial assistance grants, there's block grants, there's all sorts of grants associated with the area. And I think this report is just saying we need a bit of a review, and we need to recognise there's a lot of pressure put on local government in providing services. That's all it is, I think.
Okay, I understand that, but shouldn't it be better for us if we had royalties for regions? There are a whole lot of other initiatives that the government, that the LGA Association could come up with that would be far more beneficial to us.
Absolutely.
Well, basically, firstly, this has been going on for as long as I've been on council, for 20-odd years, effectively with cost shifting. There's been reports done in the past. We've actually written. This council has on many, many occasions written regard to emergency services levy, much of the cost shifting issues, the library, which we're legislated to provide, but they only provide 30-odd% of the cost of running it, and many other services that are provided. Recently, and it's come to a head, particularly during the crisis of 20 and later, when the emergency services levy was in actual fact increased astronomically. And for example, shires near us, you know, Balranald, for example, had a 125% increase in emergency services levy. Hilltops, which is young, an 80-odd% increase in the levy. You know, Hay, another 80-85% increase in those levies. I mean, the argument is, I agree where is this cost shifting has come about, and I agree we have previously written and fought to get it basically subsidised with the situation. You know, the opportunity we're taking now is effectively we've got one here. Maybe a new state government will have a different view, but they're in budgetary crisis as well, so I'm not 100% sure. I think the issue is that, yes, I think we should be doing something, but I also think we in actual fact, should also be taking action with all our local members and particularly government members to try to push that a long way further with regard to this, because all of these ones have occurred under a previous administration. We now have a new administration that we have to look at and force.
Look, I agree. We need to make representations to our local members to try and get a message to government that we can no longer afford to wear these cost-shifting manoeuvres. Are there any further comments, councillors, before I put the motion? No. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move over to page 10, 8.1, the monthly status report. There's a recommendation there that council receive and note the monthly status report. Council meeting actions, February 2024. Can I have a mover, please?
Yeah.
Councillor Keatley, can I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark. Councillor Keatley, would you like to...
Oh, no, nothing particular. It's many things have been completed.
Very good. Councillor Clark. Okay. There's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I declare it carried. We'll move over to page 16. 8.2, disclosure of interest returns. There's a recommendation there that councils note the updated and new staff disclosure of interest returns and accept the documents as tabled for inclusion into the disclosure of interest register. Can I have a mover? Anybody?
Yeah.
Councillor Keatley?
Yeah.
Councillor Moore?
Sorry.
Okay, discussion. Councillor Keatley?
No, I wonder why everyone's so hesitant on this one. I didn't see a big issue there.
No, I don't either. Councillor Moore?
No, it's statutory requirements, sir.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Declare carried. So move to 8.3, Blanshire by-election representation. There's a recognition here that council writes to the Deputy Secretary of Local Government seeking approval of the Minister for Local Government to dispense with requirements to hold a by-election to fill the vacancy left by the passing of Councillor Baker.
So moved.
Seconder, please. Yeah. Councillor McGlynn. Discussion, Councillor Lord.
Basically, it's a very sensible situation. Unfortunately, as I said, Councillor Baker is no longer with us, and I acknowledge that and the work he did. But the other situation is we've actually got, you know, local government elections in September. By the time we have an election, which would have to be held by April or just around Easter time, it gives a new councillor 4 months, because effectively council effectively goes into recess from the middle of August.
Mr. Chairman, through you, Mr. Mayor, if I may, just bring to your attention the in italics text the alternate recommendation, which is just to add point B with regards to replacing council or filling Councillor Baker's vacancy on the Blantyre RFS. If you felt it was necessary, we can include that recommendation as well. If somebody wished to nominate to represent, then at this point in time, I believe it would be perhaps, it'll be one, perhaps two meetings between now and...
Probably in April, which
I'm
is...
on the Lake Councillor Crowe.
We got a
go
second.
On.
We got a second for that. Councillor Bunnell, second it. Councillor Crowe, would you accept that nomination?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favour?
Aye.
We have a new representative, Councillor Crowe.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll put the original recommendation, including that.
Yes.
Okay. So the councillor writes the deputy secretary of local government seeking approval of the minister for local government to dispense with the requirements to hold a by-election to fill the vacancy left by the passing of Councillor Baker, and that Councillor Crowe be appointed to tomorrow rural district. Zone Liaison Committee. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, move over to 8.4, the Risk, Work, Health and Safety Quarterly Reports. Right. The recommendation here that Council receive and note the Risk, Work, Health and Safety Report for the quarter ending December 2023. Can I have a mover? Councillor McGlynn, second that?
Oh my God, I've never seen that.
Councillor Fennell? Right. Okay, discussion, councillors? There are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, carry. Okay, so move over to. Okay, 8.5. The Hearts of Gold Festival 2023. There's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the final report on the 2023 Hearts of Gold Festival. Can I have a mover?
I'll move it.
Councillor McGlynn, can I have a seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Moore. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to you?
I think I'll leave it to any councillors who've got questions to ask first about the different things.
Okay. Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
No, as we've seen.
Anyone want to question anything?
Okay, no, I'll have a discussion on the floor. Would any other councillors like to discuss the Hearts of Gold Festival?
Just a couple of situations. The report refers to the gold panning and whatever else. So effectively the costs, are that included in these costs or was that separate?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the costs we incurred for the gold panning were very early on when we had to sign, I'll call it a license agreement with Guinness World Records. So we paid for that and we paid for
travel.
The adjudicator's travel and accommodation. So, and it was after that, or after the licensing arrangements were signed, it was after that Evolution came on board as the organiser, if you like, and key sponsor of that event.
So it was only those costs that were included
yep.
in this. I was going to leave it for anybody else. I've got a couple of other little questions at this stage. Particularly with regard to I understand the courtesy bus to the evening function. We were sort of told it was not part of the festival, but yet we funded the bus transport, did we?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we paid for bus hire for both the Friday night event to try and manage crowds and car parking and that around Broncrow Oval.
Yeah.
And we provided the shuttle bus out to the evening event. Before we arranged that, we sought approval from the funding body and obtained that. So that could occur.
Councillor Clark.
I would like to know about in kind. When the ladies were here before, they asked that in future events be funded in kind, and I would like to know how much of the budget went in kind.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The term in kind is not necessarily appropriate because all of the costs are captured in this report.
Yeah.
And the in kind, if you're using that term, is really around the staffing that we provided for traffic management, event management, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So and all of that is captured.
It's embedded in all of the costs.
It is. And the majority of that is under the third item in that table on
32,000.
Page 45.
Yep.
Yes, the 32,000.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions, councillors?
In-kind is the one that worries me too. We're going to be asked for to give in-kind support, so we will need to know how much in-kind support is worth. Now, the thing that in-kind support is nothing. In-kind support is money, like rate-based money. Okay, so before we do our budget on the 12th, we've got to have an accurate idea. And I think that that's what Councillor Clark was getting at, exactly how much an hour is in kind support. That, for example, on Sunday, if you're cleaning up an oval on Sunday, it's triple time. And so it's X number of employees, triple time of what they're worth on that day. If it's on a Saturday, it's double time. If it's a Friday night and they've got lots of days off, I don't know what the award is, but all of that is so that was one thing that concerned me. For our knowledge, we want to know what the in-kind support, how much it is per hour, etc.
Three, you missed
and
the
I
mayor.
I couldn't understand that.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Fennell's just...
Oh, Councillor Fennell.
Yeah. No, I just started thinking about what Councillor McGrinn is saying, and I was just wondering, are you looking at that for future?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know at this stage whether the Hearts of God Committee will be seeking...
They have
money for this. They will be.
Sorry,
one at a time, Councillor Lord.
No, I just wanted some clarification on that. I didn't actually... We
would have clarification.
Mr. General Manager, would you like to reply?
We have our budget.
Councillor Lord, Mr. General Manager, would you like to reply?
Just to respond to Councillor McLean's question, we would certainly be without a scope as to what a future event might look like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard for us
to determine
that. But at the time when that is worked through, quite happy to make an estimate on the number of people, the number of hours, over what periods of a day or a weekend.
Yeah.
And that would be something I'd openly report to council.
Yeah.
We need that amount of support.
And I would say, judging from this, how much we... So the amusement hire, entertainment and drone show came to 84,000. So the rest of it, the marketing, temporary events management, catering, Guinness Book of Records, 74. So the council received $74,000 in kind, but out of that funding.
Sorry.
Would that be right?
All of those dollar figures, which total just over $800 over the budget, so $158,854, is all funded through the regional reconnecting regional events funding from the New South Wales government.
Yeah. Okay.
So the only contribution from Blanchard was $800.
Correct.
Well, we can make statements now. Look, but did the $74,000 come back to the council?
All of.
Yeah.
So which $74,000 are we talking?
Well, I'm talking about here. If you break down your report, you have amusement hire, entertainment, and drones, which came to $84,863.
Yeah.
Then you have marketing and promotion, temporary event structure, event management, catering, and Guinness Book of Records, which came to $74,170. So that was the stuff that came, was returned back to council.
All of that information is provided, has been provided to the funding body, and council's been paid for it.
Yeah, yeah. So we would have
so that's part of the funding from state government.
That's correct.
Yeah, would have been, state government would have funded us.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
State government funded us for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So the only extra cost, as the General Manager outlined, was the $800. That's the only additional cost to council.
Look, any of this talk of funding is not a reflection on the Hearts of God Committee at all. It's to do with council. And any staff member I've heard who thinks that we here have been talking about some sort of misappropriation, I mean, where the hell they got that from, I've got no idea.
Yeah.
We were never, ever questioning anything like that. We were questioning, we didn't know where the money went. Now, I envisaged in the beginning that we would get a breakdown because within 30 days, you had to have receipts in, and I thought an acquittal would mean that we would have seen the detail of that. And I think as councillors we were entitled to, but we didn't, but that's water under the bridge now. I hope that in the future we will be able to do that.
So it's a procedural thing that you're bringing up, that once it was acquittal, we should have seen the net result.
I would say that when we do an acquittal again, that we do see the nuts and bolts. If it's something, because we have never ever spent this sort of money on a festival, and that's new to all of us. We spend it on a road, well, you manage that they're going to do that, or we're going to do a seat, or we're going to do a park, or we're going to do a playground. You've got something concrete to see. With something like this, there's nothing concrete. And this is where the problem was. And I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot out of this. One of the things was that the private sector control the purse strings a hell of a lot better than councils do.
Okay,
that
could be a valid point.
You have to say that.
That could be valid, Councillor Moore.
I'm sorry, where do we draw the
excuse
parameters
me.
Of this?
Sorry, excuse me.
Director
Berlin. Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
Was Councillor McGlynn actually asking a question? Or was
no,
she,
I'm making
because
a
because she moved the motion, was she closing the debate?
No, I'm moving it. I'm doing my first. I was asking questions before, now we can have a statement. Thank you. And that was one of the things
I'm just trying to clarify.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's fine.
It's
so I'm making my first statement. I've got another one if I need it.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
We might leave it there, Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Moore, would you like to
I'm just saying that? where do we draw the parameters of this? I mean, okay, we've had an acquittal of this one. Like, do we have to have an acquittal brought to council for every grant that we get?
No, I
think it's either one or t'other. We can't just have this one.
Yeah,
I understand we spent a lot of money on this, a lot of money. But I mean, the roads are several million dollars. I mean, we get grants for the roads. We get grants for things like the sporting areas and stuff like that. Do we have to bring an acquittal back? Oh, it's the quietest air conditioner if it's on in the world.
Okay.
Where do we draw the line? I mean, yes, this was a lot of money, but we've wasted a lot of time on this.
This is a valid point, Councillor Moore. Look, if I can just discuss this just for a minute. This particular situation was unique. Okay, the state government and the governments wanted the people to get used to socialising and get them out. And they put this funding out there. And in Blanshire, I can honestly say it's been a success. The Hungary celebrations and other celebrations are all successful. And it's done exactly what the government wanted it to do. And that was to get people used to socialising again. And after COVID, because we had issues with people getting out and about, and the object of this was to start the process of forming your own festivals, getting used to getting out and about and enjoying each other's company. And I think it's been an enormous success. And it is, and what has happened here is unique. And therefore, I think, look, I understand Councillor McGinn's position on asking for an accounting process after quitting this process. But look, I agree with Councillor Moore that, you know, you have to have one process for everybody.
All right, we'll do it for the lot then. I would like to see an acquittal for our funding, because I think as councillors we have lost rights over a period of time.
I just want a definition of an acquittal. Do you want every single dollar, every single voucher, every single thing they paid for?
I want to know.
Because this is acquittal. This tells us what was set in certain categories in certain ways.
We're not questioning this.
Point of order, the question goes through the chair.
Yes, it does. Councillor Moore, yes. You're asking what is an acquittal?
Yeah.
Would you like to answer that, Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, an acquittal to me is the formal reporting back to the relevant funding body, depending on what they want as that acquittal. And most funding bodies will have a standard form of acquittal. I can't really answer that. I do note that in the last year and a half, through our councillor workshops, we've been providing progress reports on all of our projects, and that's included the progress on expenditure and budget, so forth, for this program as well.
How about internal and external audit reports revealed any problems with the way these projects have been managed?
through you, Mr. Mayor, no, and I believe that this this program actually has to be assessed by our auditor independently as well.
Okay. Well, I think that one of the main problems was there was a change of administration in the middle of this, and I think that you have got the... it's been to your detriment, to the new administration, because things were done differently for the first half of this funding that they were done for the second half. Okay? When Ungerry did their back to Ungerry, they spent well under budget, but they had to show us, they showed us on three occasions in this council what they were spending. And we thought that that was going to happen with everything. And when the other one came up, we didn't get any of that. And that was the problem for some of us, okay? Whether you like it or not, that was, we had no idea what money was going and where. Okay, we finalised this tonight, that's fine. But I was making in my statement the things I've learnt. And of all those projects, the two that were overspent were the ones that were managed by council. The ones that were managed by individuals, for example, the CWA and the Ungerry people, all came in very thriftily under budget. So that tells me something. And another one is the lack of, in the last 18 months, it's a lack of corporate memory that we have about things. But that, I want to talk about that later and for us to have a whole look at that. I think that has affected this, but it is what it is. It's over and we've got a new page, and I wish the Hearts of Gold all the success in the world for this year, because they are now a separate organisation from council. So.
Okay, very good.
May I say something?
Yes, Councillor Crowe.
Thank you. And it would be appreciative if nobody butts in while I'm speaking. Firstly, the Hearts of Gold Festival was wonderful, as you said, Mr. Mayor. The reason for it was to get people out and about, and it worked. It was a terrific event, and I congratulate those involved. Secondly, to have to go through things at meeting after meeting after meeting for an acquittal, that's handled by council staff and state government who provide the funding. So if they find an issue with it, then we can go back and have a look at it. But for councillors to sit here and question it and question it and question it, I think shows a lack of trust in a lot of areas.
Well, also, Councillor Crowe.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, I'm speaking.
Yes, I understand.
And for somebody to go on a tangent in the newspaper and then declare we as councillors all agree with this said person, I'm sorry, they should have written, I didn't agree with that in the newspaper, because I didn't ask any of these questions. I'm very happy with this, what council provided, and I am not going to sit here and be called, we need to know acquittals on everything. Because I think that would be a complete waste of our time as councillors and local representatives. That's my say on it, and I'm leaving it at that.
Councillor Crowe, you made a good point, and that is that in regard to oversight, there are people far better qualified than us to manage oversight and watch oversight in this area. So, and state government and our own representatives in council look at things very carefully, and as we just stated, None of our audit committees have ever uncovered anything that remotely resembles any sort of issue. So I think...
Well, if you'd like to check, Mr. Mayor, on page 72 of the local government handbook for councillors, councillors must feel appropriately informed and comfortable about signing financial reports with financial agreements. We are entitled to have... seek any financial information that they need.
Yeah, look, that's fine. But what you find is that when we get to that point, Councillor...
We have asked for 4 months, I'm sorry.
Not
we had to
we.
Do with
no,
it.
Yeah, not we. Drop the we
well,
off.
Well, I have asked for 4 months.
One at a time, Councillor Crowe. Yeah,
I have asked for 4 months to have for this to be signed off. I didn't want it to go on as long as this. And I want to know why it couldn't have happened in the first month, because you had 30 days to do it.
Well, I think it was the General Manager, would you like to answer that? No, I think he's taken that on board anyway.
I have taken that on board. The 30 days was something that was in the original funding guideline. It actually wasn't. You referred a couple of months ago to a funding guideline. That guideline actually was not for local government, and it specifically states that. It was for the Premier and the Ministers. Council was provided with the ability to report back. There was a blanket extension for this funding program that was issued in December 2022, and that was what provided council with the ability to, if I got my years right, yes, the extension was handed down in December 2022, which enabled us to continue delivering projects through to December 2023, or events, I should say, under this program. And we have until April this year to fully acquit it with the funding body.
But you had to acquit, didn't you? Anyway, look, this is all done.
Look, I think it's absolutely correct. I think we finish this off and we move on from here. So I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
No.
I declare it carried. So we move over to Section 2, Corporate Community Services, page 55. Councillors, there's a recommendation there. One, council receive and note the information contained within the finance and investment report for the month of December 2023. And two, the council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 December to 31 December 2023, summarising the account summary totaling $4,582,807.84. Can I have a mover? Councillor Crowe, can I have a seconder? Yeah. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it, Councillor Crowe?
It all adds up, and as I said in the past, I don't need to see every line item that goes through our finance team.
Very good. Councillor Lord?
I just think it adds up and everything else. The one thing I'd probably like to see a little bit more detail is with regard to what we have in our actually report on the quarterly report regarding effectively tied and untied funding, so we actually know where we're going.
Fair comment, Mr. General Manager.
I'll take that on notice, Mr. Mayor. Have to work out how we could do that
internally and externally.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That would actually, I imagine that would be in a state of flux anyway, so it'd be hard to get a fixed position on that, Councillor.
Well, I mean, we get a monthly report.
Okay.
It relates to grants and leave payments and stuff, so we know where actually our funding is balanced.
Any further comments, councillors? If there aren't any, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Move over to 8.7, the Finance and Investment Report for January 2024. There's a recommendation there, one, that council receive and note the information contained within the Finance and Investment Report for the month of January 2024. And two, the council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 January to 31 January 2024, summarising the account summary totaling $2,626,775.42. Can I have a mover? Councillor Moore, seconder. Councillor Fennell. Would you like to speak to it?
Just the rates seem to be a little bit ahead than you would expect for it for this time of the year, being that it's we're only halfway through the rate period.
Nothing? Okay, very good. If there's no further discussion, councillors, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So I'll move over to page 68, the budget review.
Mr. Mayor, if I...
Yes, Director Berlin.
Sorry. the clarity of the... audio is not great from my end.
Right.
And if I may, through you, ask Councillor Ward, he referenced the quarterly budget review requesting some additional information. If he could perhaps give some specifics as to what it is that he was wanting to see included in the quarterly budget.
I think he was just referring, Councillor Lord may correct me, but I think he was just referring to our position on tied and untied monies. Is that correct, Councillor Lord?
Basically, there we've actually, we've got it in our quarterly budget review. It's just I would like to see it come up regularly so we know where it's going.
Okay. So we're at page 68.
Sorry, again, through you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Director Bullen.
Is Councillor Lord referring to the reserves?
He's referring to our reserves, yes. And that are the reserves that are tied and untied. So he'd like a quarterly report. And I'd say that that would be for councillors to determine what is available to be used appropriately. So is that correct, Councillor Lord?
Basically.
Okay, very good.
knows how much you've got to spend.
Right, so.
Thank you.
You finished, Director Bullion?
At the moment.
Okay, very good. Okay, move on to 8.8, Budget Review, December 2023 quarter. There's a recommendation there, one, that the quarterly budget review report for the quarter ending December 2023 be received and noted, and two, that the Council endorses the statement acknowledging the financial position is considered satisfactory. Can I have a mover? Councillor Keatley, second to Councillor Moore. Councillor Keatley, would you like to speak to it?
No, I think we've been fine.
No, Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
No, it seems to be meeting all our requirements.
Are there any further comments, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. That's a fair carry. Okay, so we'll move over to page 77. Mm-hmm. 8.9, the progress report on the combined delivery program and operational plan for 2019 to 2023. There's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the report on the progress of the combined delivery program and operational plan for the period 1 July 2023 to 31 December 2023. Are those dates okay?
Yes.
Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Fennell, seconder. Councillor Crowe. Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
Just a little bit, probably just in observation, and it may sort of... Director Berlin may be able to help me there with that. We are now into February, and this only goes up to December. But just in regard to health and support services and address community needs on page 90. Yeah, I'm just wondering how we're going at this 90 and 91. Just wondering how we're going with our staff resources.
Director Berlin?
If you can just give me a moment to find page 90 in the attachment. So the... Which action code was it? Through you?
No, it's just that a lot of the services, page 90 and 91,
yes.
It just appears that some of the...
We actually... have got full staffing out at the community care service. They started in the new year. So because this is reporting to the end of December,
yes, that's
why it reflects that staff resourcing issue. But fortunately, we at the moment seem to have enough people on board, sufficient people on board.
Thank you.
To deliver the services.
Very good. Any further questions, Councillor? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Okay, so we'll move over to page 144. Okay, 8.10, new requirements for risk management and internal audit process. Interesting, that comes up tonight. No. Recommendation that Council A confirms its commitment to the Internal Audit Alliance consisting of the councils of Bland, Cooleman, Cootamundra Gundagai, Junee, Lockhart and Tamora. B endorses in principle the draft terms of reference for Blandshire Council's Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, including the Internal Audit Charter, and place the document on public exhibition for a period of 28 days from the 22nd of February 2024. For the purposes of consultation and feedback, with a further report to be brought back to Council at the conclusion of the consultation. And C, seeks expression of interest from suitably qualified persons in conjunction with the Alliance Councils to act as the Chair of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committees of each of those councils. And D, seeks expressions of interest from suitably qualified persons to act as independent members of the Blandshire Council Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Can I have a mover?
I'll move it, but I'll crush up and speak.
Councillor Lord, that's fine. Can I have a seconder, please?
The poor guy.
Councillor McVinn, was that a second?
Oh, God, for
I
risk,
think it was
no
a second.
Way.
Okay. So, Councillor Lord?
Basically, I think it's an interesting exercise which they're providing. And what we have these internal audits, we have everything now. It's a change of a regulation. It's effectively, we're talking about cost shifting. This is actually adding another burden, a cost burden to the council with regard to checking and financing. And effectively, we have our external auditors which can do this. I understand the reason for it, but I'm not convinced that the mechanism and the cost burden to local government in actual fact is correct. I just think it should basically, let's have an internal audit, the way we're looking at various things and the risk and whatever else. We do it in a normal process. Let's just continue. But unfortunately, it's a regulatory problem.
Well, it's one of these things that's been foisted upon us by our masters in the state government, and we must comply, Mr. John Lennon.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's correct. Yeah, the rules are the rules.
Are there any further comments, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. So move over to page 176.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading this one.
Okay, 8.11, strengthening communities application while on public school PNC committee. The recommendation is that council approve the application for funding of the while on public school PNC committee under the strengthening communities fund in the amount of $533. Can I have a minute? Councillor McGlynn, a seconder, Councillor McBride. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak?
Fantastic day, and I made $21,000 for their school in one afternoon.
Fantastic.
How good is that?
Councillor Crowe.
$500
for
$21,000
is
a good investment.
Councillor Crowe.
Only question I'll ask is, have they applied before because they're getting funded the full amount of their application?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I would ask Director Boleyn, sorry, but I don't think so.
You won't read as they
Director Boleyn, double checking. Have the school been funded for this event before? Under strengthening communities grants?
I don't believe so, but I...
I think what happened was last year we worked extensively with them to help them develop the event, making sure they were doing their risk assessments, all that sort of stuff appropriately, checking for insurances, licensing and that. And I think we highlighted to them that next year we'd be moving towards events needing to have a DA.
Okay, so we're happy with that?
Yeah.
Very good. Any further comments from any other councillors?
I'd like to just say that Councillor McGlynn and I went to that and lost a lot of money on the chook races. We seem to back the land of chook. But it was a fabulous day. I thought they did really well and it was a great day out. So
very good.
We'll meet there
this year. Okay, councillors, we'll move on. So I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye, declare it carried. So... to section 3, technical services. So 8.12 on page 180. now, I've been informed by the general manager, and I think everyone has, that there's an issue surrounding this.
It's a replacement report. Councillors were provided with a copy of a replacement report.
Okay, now, we could move this if... Some of the things in this report are commercial in confidence. And if it needs to be, if you want, a fruitful discussion, we probably need to move this to confidential business. So I need a mover to
move
it to confidential business. Councillor McGlynn, seconded Councillor Lord. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, so we'll move this to confidential business. Okay. And we'll move on to page 182, 8.13, the RFT tender evaluation heavy patch program 2024. There's a recommendation there that council award the tender BP393813 for the delivery of heavy vehicle patching works across the sealed network within the Blanshire LGA to Fulton Hogan Industries Proprietary Limited, the value of $3,108,802, excluding GST, subject to variations. Mr. John Manager, can you just define subject to variations?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, what that means is that there may be, I'm just checking, yes, there may be something under the ground that we're not aware of that couldn't reasonably be foreseen. So you have to be prepared to pay some additional for that. It might be the removal of some unsuitable material or who knows what else. But, yeah.
Very good. Can I have a mover for the recommendation, please?
Yeah.
Councillor Fennell, second to Councillor Keating. Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
No, I just had that query answered.
Okay, very good. Councillor Keating, would you like to speak to it?
I believe the staff obviously done their job and
excellent.
Looked at this one.
Any Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
If you look at the recommendation on the previous one, the one that we've taken into the secret bit, what's the difference between resealing and heavy patching? Are we talking like in the first one running around with one of the trucks squirting tar down, or is that what you're talking about for
Mr.
the resealing?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, direct that to the acting director.
Director of Engineering.
And right, before I finish, the heavy patching is tearing up the road, redoing it. Is that the fundamental difference?
Reseal is just basically clean up the top surface and put the new recoating. That's a reseal.
Right.
Heavy patching is allocated area has to be completely ripped off,
right,
including pavement, stabilized pavement, and put the reseal on top.
Cool.
Just very brief and quick.
Yeah. No, that's a long one.
Much bigger job than reseal.
Very good. Any further questions, Councillor Lord?
Most of this funding is coming from flood relief money or?
Mr. Chairman.
Through you.
No. That's a different funding. Flood money are completely different money and cannot be associated with that sort of work.
So this relates to the funding that we've got with regard to road rehabilitation?
Yes.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, and that includes state funding as well.
Yes.
So there is grant funding. We have just to clarify for the director, we have our flood damage money, and that's us getting out there doing flood damage repairs all over the network. The previous state government recognised the extent of the damage across the state from floods in that previous year, and they provided additional rounds of funding. I think the federal government may have also provided some additional funding, recognising the extensive damage to the road network across the state.
So how
and these funds have come through
going?
There.
Sorry. How is all that work going?
Flood damage progress?
Flood damage progress is going relatively good. We have a list of roads actually listed and approved by state. We can't do anything else. Whatever is on the list, we have to actually keep going. And at the moment, we used to have monthly meetings with them, and we have to report, which is a slightly different report than we do against other budgets. So this is actually has to be with pictures associated with depth.
Flood damage.
Flood damage is mainly this is actually related to unsealed roads rather than sealed roads.
Mm-hmm.
So actually that's it's hard to say at the moment. It's a bit complicated because the money are stretched, and we can do only based on the portion, so 5 roads per month or 6 roads per month, and we have to actually fully report it whatever we've done. And that's actually, I think we have a meeting this today. There was one meeting, and the next meeting will be actually 16th of April. They extend it to 2 months at the moment.
So you do some works and then you report on
that's
it?
That's correct,
and
some works,
yeah.
Okay. And the money, I do believe the money runs out in 2025.
Okay, very good. As part of this funding, has the state government agreed that there could be improvements to the road as a result of flood funding, or is it
to
bring it back
has to
the same
be, has to
has
to just bring to the actual same conditions as before.
Okay, all right.
So this doesn't include the last grant funding, the one that expires in 2026.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just seeking clarification, which...
That was the $6 million one.
Probably would have been spent, I'd say, wouldn't it?
I think, yes, there was... I'd need to get some clarification from you from which one, and we could give you
I'll
some.
Go through the worksheet.
Yeah, that'd be the best way to do it.
Okay, are there any further questions, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Okay, so we'll move over to Section 4, Reports for Information. Can I have a mover for these reports, please? We'll start with Councillor Moore and Councillor Fennell. We'll move through them one by one. So 8.14 on page 185. So the Community Development Report. Are there any questions, observations, points of clarification, councillors?
Another wonderful show there.
Yes. Didn't it go well? It went well. Very smooth. I think everyone enjoyed it. It was a great day. The Lions did a terrific job. We got some new Australians. It was a great day all round. Thank you to our council staff for doing a great job.
Just regard, except the Lions, you know, it said 320 breakfasts were basically the thing. Did we pay per breakfast for the Lions? Or
Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, what we did was we spoke to them about us obtaining funding that we could direct to them to recognise the service they provide, and hopefully by providing them with a lump sum, they were able to recognise or generate some funding that they can then put back into the community through other mechanisms.
Yeah, my concern on that one is the fact that if next year we actually grant funding and they've got to provide 500 breakfasts, you know.
They'll serve enough money.
You know.
They got enough.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, you know.
I know.
All right, point made. Any further comments, councillors? Okay, we'll move over to 8.15, the Bland Shire Library, December January update. I'm sure they've done a fantastic job as usual. It looks like they have.
No, they're eaten by the crocodile.
So, okay. We
yes, Councillor McGee.
Wasn't it? We're going down the middle with the library. The case that came up.
The Riverina Regional Libraries question.
Yeah.
Councillor Clark, would you have any, or Director Boleyn?
Alison has all that info. And
Director
so Boleyn,
would you like to give us some comments about the Riverina Regional Library, please?
The matter, I believe, actually, to be quite honest, I'm sure the General Manager would be in a better place as he was present at the meeting which resolved the dispute between Wollongong City Council and the Riverina Regional Libraries. As I understand it, had two differing positions and
a compromise was struck.
Compromised, yes.
Who was
so
the happiest
the
last of
them?
Who was
I think
happiest?
We were happier, weren't we?
Who was happiest?
I think we were happier.
West Rylands.
I think the outcome was probably more beneficial to the collective than the individual council.
Oh, there is a God after all. Thank you.
That's good. So very good. Any further questions regarding Blanshire Library December-January update, councillors?
No, they still don't make it even good.
They do. Move over to page 188. The Children's Services December update. No, is that page 195? 195. There you go, 195. So, Director Boleyn, do you want to give us an update on this as well? Is there anything we need to know about Children's Services?
I think the most pressing issue as subject of a report to the closed council. Our staffing levels at Children's Services are doing well, and our enrolments are also doing extremely well. So,
okay, on this discussion, there are some
services that we share with Tomorrow that are going to be changed, Mr. General Manager? Would you like to make some comments on that?
That's the subject of the report.
Subject of the report. Closed council.
Okay, very good. Okay. Any further questions, councillors? No? We'll move on to Blanshire Museum Advisor end of year report for 2023
it's
on page 197.
It's not really a question, if I may.
Oh, yes, Councillor. No.
More of a statement. I went up there because I had a person into the store that sort of said they had a new display up there and they have got a couple of different displays.
Yep.
It's so hot in that building.
Haven't they got air conditioning?
There's no... They have... I believe that they may have some freestanding fans somewhere, but they were nowhere to be seen at 4 o'clock.
Is that in the building itself or in the shed?
In the building, in the actual little rooms where they've got these little exhibits. In their little office area, they've got a spit system, which I believe is only sort of quite new. But to go into any of the other rooms where there's the displays, and they are so well done.
It was impressive.
Absolutely, yeah. There is some funding available through... Mr. McCormick's.
Maybe they can apply for
Well, I did direct
him to Mr. McCormick's. And Mr. General Manager, can you investigate that and look at sources of funding for...
But that recent one of Mr. McCormick's, it could be... And I did send them some information on that.
He's not in government anymore, so it's a lot harder for him to, you know...
Well, he's called for nomination for applications.
Okay, very good. Right, thank you. Very good. Any further comments, councillors, or points of clarification on the Blanshire Museum Advisor end of year report? No? We'll move on to 8.18, the Bland Community Care Services update. Director Boleyn, would you like to make some comments, or is there anything that we need to know?
Apart from the fact that, as I mentioned earlier, full staffing out at community care. So the next report will be coming from the recently appointed community care coordinator.
Okay, very good.
Oh, that's something I'd like to see happen next year. How much money do we get in the Australia Day funding?
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. This is not a fixed amount. Made application for this Australia Day that's recently passed, and we didn't get our full allocation. I couldn't give you the dollar.
Okay, next year I'd like to see, if it was just like something for the community care area, the people that receive Meals on Wheels and people that go up to the services and everything for Australia Day, they don't participate in the breakfast or anything, that we could just do in a little cellophane thing, an Anzac biscuit or something special for them for Australia Day to celebrate it too. If we've got that funding, I just will Australia muffin or...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm sure that the director will be able to pass that on to the coordinator, and it's probably...
I just think it'd be
if
nice.
It's at that sort of scale,
like
something
got to,
we can incorporate into our existing budgets.
I think we could take care of that.
I just think that'd be a nice... We cover the children, we cover the village.
I don't think we're talking about a lot of money, and I think it's a significant thing to do. So.
It'd be something.
Be nice.
Just incorporate the whole community in Australia Day.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, we'll move on to 8.19, Technical Services Report. So, any questions for the Director of the Acting Director of Engineering?
Oh, yeah. I had a phone call from somebody called Harold Stevens, and do you know him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whoever he is, he something to do with buses from Forbes to the mine. In the mine to the end of the beginning of the Forbes Shire, the road is really bad. That's all I've got. And I've got a... I'm reporting it. Do you know where that is? I haven't got a clue. He didn't tell me anything. That's what he said.
So that would be probably the back road, would it?
We haven't received
it.
What
is it?
Some of it will be in Lockingshire.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he said the Bland part.
Well, there's not much the Bland
part. Oh, well.
We'll take that on notice.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
I think that would be between the two lakes.
Yeah.
Is that there?
It'll be from the mine to the race course. That's the only Blanshire Park.
Okay.
After one way race course, it's
Loughlin and Horse. Okay. Very good.
And that's assuming, but don't the buses come down
Maple
Bills Road or something? They come around.
So I could just ring and say I've reported it.
I don't think they go out that way anymore because the road is, it falls, is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
I'm talking potholes.
On
driver code.
On this subject, you know, I think it's Wilson's Lane, you'd be familiar, Roger.
Mm.
Where Clearridge Road goes around to Lake Cow. There's a road, I think it's Wilson's Lane. Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
No, Lonnie, you're talking about Clearridge goes around to Lonigan's Lane. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it could be. It finishes Clearridge and then you come to the T junction,
yeah,
then you turn left and go around to the.
Yeah. You know where
the port is? The tar, coming into the tar.
But there should be nobody going on that road to the mine.
Yeah, but I've had representations regarding that road, and it's come up. So it's the road area around that area is directed.
Well, it's in the bus company.
Needs a look.
I thought there was designated routes that under the DA that they had to travel on. So if they go on these other routes,
oh no, I'm not referring to the mine itself.
It's on the
I'm referring to
company.
Other residents, other residents, and the postal service.
This is
buses
to the mine.
This is buses
yeah.
to the mine.
Okay, well that is the route, but in that area. We probably need to look at that area. I think there's some issues in that general area.
That's different to what...
Yeah. It's the buses. It's got nothing to do with people. Just kind of
people on the buses.
Okay.
So any further comments in technical services?
No.
Okay. So we'll move on to the development services activity report.
All right. Mine are pretty good.
Any comments, councillors?
No.
Questions?
The only positive, there's a real positive on this one is the fact that I think it's great they're putting fingerlings in.
They're putting what?
Little fish.
Fingerlings.
Fish. Oh, right. Yeah, great. Good.
Very good. Okay. Okay, so any questions regarding development services?
Only needs to be done once.
None? We haven't got any questions regarding development services?
Yeah, well, we've asked for a look at the... remember we asked for a look at the DA, the plans that went into the Operator Street for the 10 units. There's been so many queries in the town about that.
Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I took that on notice and I went and had a look at the development myself to understand what we were talking about. And the development, I don't know how well it's progressed now because I was a bit unsure when I looked at it, but at that point in time it was certainly progressed. There was the structural frame, slab and roof sheeting on the house at the front, and the stormwater for the driveways and so forth at the back was well progressed. It was a DA that's already approved by council. You can't bring it back.
Yeah, okay.
Did
we ever have a good look at that? It's 10 years.
Yeah. I think this land area there, I think, is it an L-shaped land area there? I think it is.
Yes, it is.
It's an L-shaped
you could describe it as a fat L-shaped.
Yeah.
It widens out.
Councillor Lord.
The question I'm asking, with regard to this being a trial in this new technology with AI, I'm concerned that we need to look very closely now and review our LEP and the DCPs, development control plans, to effectively see what's actually going to occur. Because if you're using AI to look at these things, we need to make sure that everything we want as an actual fact is included in our DCP and LEPs.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I know the DCP was flagged for review or rewrite, update, whatever you...
Yeah,
like
and I think it's important we review them.
Yeah,
now, if we're going to be looking at this trial and AI, effectively looking at development applications.
Yeah.
Very good. Any further comments, councillors?
54 Park Street. It's a demolition. What sort of building is there now?
A house.
I would assume so, but what sort of house? Is it just an old
It's straight across from the public school.
It's not the corner,
but it's one in.
And it's been knocked down. It's already done.
On Park Street?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know there's one down, a bit further down on School Street, off Grenfell Street, that's got flattened. On Grand Corner of Grenfell Street, I can't remember the school street.
What?
Has it just been flattened? I was just wondering what this one...
No, this one's gone this week.
It's gone.
No, it's not right, Peter. This one here...
No, further back that way.
This is up near Little Waddle.
So the one that's Ray Peters, this one's been demolished. There's a new building already up there.
Yeah.
So that seems to be a little bit slow in response, I thought. You know, it'd be nice to be a little bit up to date because if 54 Park Street is Ray Peters...
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's different.
Okay.
54 wouldn't be right.
No.
So they're applying to demolish an existing dwelling.
It's already gone.
So it's already gone.
Mm.
And it's not right, Peter's place.
No.
It was approved a month ago. It was approved a month ago.
One at a time. Councillor Moore has the floor.
Yeah, sorry, no, I'm just saying there was. I was just wondering if there might have been a misprint
so
or something.
Could I ask?
Because there's one
Council McGlynn, yes.
There's one on the road that runs up next to the pool, up to past the preschool.
Barrier Street, is it?
School Street or Barrier Street? Anyway, that and Grenfell Street, there's a little greenhouse there that's now not there anymore.
Who is it?
Yeah. No, I just thought that it might have been
demolished under with approval. So,
yeah.
Which one?
It would have been. I'd say it would have been done with approval. So it'll probably come to the report next meeting.
Three, Mr. Mayor, if we could clarify an address, we can look into it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I was wondering if there was a bit of a confusion over a misprint or something like that. But no, it's fine.
No, it's all good.
That's cool.
Any further questions, councillors, regarding development services? No. If not, I'll put the motion to adopt all those reports. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So we'll move over to item 9, reports of committees. So we have the CEMCC, we have Goldfields Water,
the
Mining and Energy Related Councils.
Oh, yes, I would like to thank very much the general manager for coming. He was really good and said some really incredibly intelligent things.
The question I ask is that, you know, I gather councils are entitled to one rep on effectively the Lakel, meeting. You know, how come Forbes have always got two?
Yes.
Condo has one, Land has one, but Forbes has two. My argument is that I thought it was made up that there was one rep from each of the local government areas.
Well, we'll have to make an inquiry.
Sometimes
about
they
that.
Have three.
We'll have to make an inquiry about that, Councillor Lloyd. So we'll have to make an inquiry about that. Are there any further questions regarding the reports of committees, councillors? If not, can I have a mover that council endorse the committee meeting minutes as presented, please? Councillor Clark and seconded Councillor McGlynn. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. So moving to item 10, confidential matters. Can I have a mover to...
Oh, wait, can I bring up something before you do?
You may.
The shade clock. When's the shade clock going up in Banana Park?
Mr. General Manager.
Mr. Mayor, I'd have to take that on notice as to whether it was a repair or a full-on replacement.
Oh, well, there's a whole big section of it that's missing.
Yeah, it came down in a storm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had the engineer up in the corner of Currajong and Monash, there where the path, the green corridor path starts, and it's where their washaway.
Yep.
It needs a whole lot of stone in there because with the floods we've had, it's just washing and shit.
Was this where some of the work was done regarding the water project?
Beryl Shepherd's house.
Okay.
And
so
she has contacted the council on a number of occasions. I've had the engineer up there to have a look at it. It was going to be fixed. And when the length I'm walking,
and I went up there starting Ash Wednesday. Anyway, it washed away really badly, and the people are worried about that fence. And it's just the length of her house, and then vegetation is takes over and it's holding it together. But the whole area just needs a whole lot of stone or something in it.
It's Monash Street and Carrajong Street. It's where the causeway is.
The soil.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just needs a look and attention. Director.
And if I was in that house and I see
my it's actually Beryl Shepherd's house. So just write that name down. I'm not sure what the address is, but it's Beryl Shepherd's house.
It's on the corner of. It's at the beginning of the Green Corridor, the new park.
It's actually on on the intersection of Monash, Carrajong and the Green Corridor.
And it's where the new park is.
Okay, very good. If there's nothing else, councillors, I want to move into confidential business, please. Councillor Moore, seconder. Councillor Crowe. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. We move into confidential business. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.
I don't
know.
You can stay.
You can stay.
Yeah.
Very good. Councillors, in the confidential part of business this evening, we had item 10.1, the West Wyalong Industrial Park. The recommendation that council adopt the recommended pricing schedule for the proposed lots 1 to 6 in the Central Road Business Park as contained within the report was passed unanimously. Item 10.2, the request sealing Central Road. The recommendation that council provide in principle support for the sealing of Boundary Road from the southern boundary lot 1235 DP753135 to Compton Road, subject to the future approval of a suitable development application for subdivision relating to lot 1235 DP753135, and be the subject of a future report to council to commit to the appropriate funding was passed unanimously. Item 10.3, Blandtamora Family Daycare. There's a recommendation that council explore options for the Blandtamora Family Daycare Scheme to transform the provision of support services, transition of provision of support services by the 31st of December 2024. Again, passed unanimously. There's item 8.12, the RFT Tender Resale Program 2024. There's a recommendation that council withdraw the current report pursuant to tender VP365128 for the delivery of council's 2024 road resealing program for the sealed road network, and move to 1. Reject the current offers based on the significant change to the scope of works in order to maximise value to council, and to complete the program of the works within the time constraints associated with the budget relating to this tender. This action will mitigate commercial risk to council. 2. Not invite fresh tenders, as this would represent an unacceptable delay in the project and risk non-completion of the program. 3. Pursuant to clause 1783E of the Local Government General Regulation 2021, enter into negotiations with suitable contractors for the Blanshire Council 2024 resale program. Overall value to council is to be achieved by inviting the current tenderers the opportunity to resubmit prices based on the modified program. And 4, authorises the General Manager to award the contract after the completion of the negotiation process to expedite the procurement time. Again, passed unanimously. Can I have a move? Yes, Councillor Lord.
Can I move that 10.2, the reading out of Central Road, you change to Boundary Road?
Good point.
Okay, let's have a look.
Duly noted, Councillor Lord, a typo.
Okay,
very good. So it's fine in the resolution.
Yeah.
It's the title of the report.
Okay, resealing of Compton Road.
No, Boundary Road.
Boundary Road. Boundary Road. Okay, very good. Any other comments, Councillor Lord?
Nothing on that.
No, very good. Okay, can I have a move to close the meeting?
No, I want to know what my son thinks first.
Yes, Councillor Clark. What would you like to know?
As discussed at the workshop, at the last workshop, we've been working towards the 12th of March.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other scheme for apprenticeships and local government?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, not something specifically with regards to local government, no. Right, happy to take that on board if you can provide some details.
Right, very good. Are there any other questions, councillors? No. Can I have a mover to close the meeting? Councillor McGlynn, seconded Councillor Crowe. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare the meeting closed. Thank you, councillors. Right, that's it. We're out of here.